Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A longtime real estate agent says recent changes to the New York City housing market are like nothing she has ever seen. Let's discuss the possibility of more people moving to the suburbs. Could it be a trend here in Chicagoland? Steve Kirch is here, assistant managing editor at Market Watch, based here in Chicago. Steve, it's good to have you on the show here. So are some real estate agents and observers actually seeing that some people are saying, hey, forget being in the really tight city. Let me move out to the burbs and get some space.
Thanks, Cisco, for having me on. We have anecdotal evidence at the moment that some of these transactions are taking place. There's no real data to support it yet, but the agents are reporting that, and I don't think that's surprising at all. If you think about how this disease, the coronavirus, COVID-19, attacks people, it's much more virulent in dense settings, and that's going to have an outsized effect, as we've already seen, on population centers where people are crowded together. So I think it's only natural that a lot of folks are going to look for a less dense living arrangement if they can find it.
And for weeks, you know, we heard all about New York City and how the virus was raging there. It seems like that alone would give people in other big cities like Chicago some pause.
Well, you have to wonder. I mean, you know, it's you know, being cooped up in maybe a smaller place than you could afford if you moved to the suburbs. It's having to go up and down an elevator with people in a big building if you're in a condo in some cases. That makes a ranch house or a colonial out in the suburbs where you have your own yard and can spread out a lot more enticing. The question is, can you afford it? And that's one of the things we've seen in this early anecdotal evidence. It's mostly the folks that can afford to move now and afford some of these bigger suburban houses that are taking advantage.
Yeah, and what might it do to some of those suburban property values? Some of them still not where they were before the crash in 08. I guess you have more people who want the properties. The prices may go up.
Well, that's certainly true, and it could have the reverse effect downtown, which has, you know, seen an increase relative to the suburbs, at least in the cost per square foot of a lot of housing. The other trend you might see is the reverse, that people who were moving from the suburbs, empty nesters, which were driving a lot of demand in the center city of Chicago, maybe they're going to pause their ideas of moving down there. You know, the culture, the art museums, the restaurants, a lot of that's impacted by this disease, and maybe they're going to stay put. That could also help drive up prices in the suburbs and drive them down in the city.
It's just going to be fascinating to watch, because you had so many of these big corporations moving from the burbs downtown because that's where the workers wanted to be, and they wanted to be close to their job. And well, now if you have some of the workers moving out of the burbs, maybe because they can even work remotely, it makes it seem like the companies don't necessarily have to be downtown.
It's a fantastic point. I mean, if the home office is going to be your office, you know, when you're looking at a two-bedroom, two-bath, crammed-in apartment or condo in the city versus maybe you can afford, you know, a bigger home with an extra bedroom that you can turn into an office, you don't have to be proximate to that location. Yeah, you've got to, it opens up a much wider range of housing choices for folks.
Good insight. That is Steve Kirch, assistant managing editor at Market Watch here in Chicago.